Hi there, and welcome to a not-so-denim special episode. It's a midweek drop. Darius and I figured we would, we have interests outside of denim, of course, and so we thought, why not just record something? Full disclosure, though, this is not a denim heads episode. There will not be much, if any, denim talk in this, so if this is not of interest to you, you know, we'll see you sometime during the weekend for our next episode.
Exactly. I think we need to address the elephant in the room. What have you been watching lately?
Outside of this, not too long ago, the season 3 of Drive to Survive was released, the F1
right.
Documentary on Netflix, and I binged it, finished it, and I loved it. I just couldn't get enough. I mean, it was a very short season. Of course, the 2020 season was, you know, of course, it was unfortunately the COVID season. So there was a lot there. Now, again, I am not a huge F1 fan. I only got into this at your urging.
Right.
Let me just tell all our listeners out there, if you think Darius can sell you like buying a pair of secret denims, there are a few of our listeners out there who have sort of said that because of Darius, they have gone and purchased pairs of denim. Just imagine being related to this guy, having him be your cousin.
Right.
This kid has made me bankrupt left and right, buying watches, cars, this and that. And we'll get to those things. So, of course, it was Darius's urging that, hey, you should go watch this documentary. And then he pestered me a bit, and I eventually did get into it. And, man, was I not disappointed. It started with the 2018 season, season one,
right.
2019 season two. And now this past Friday, March 19th, was the release on Netflix of season three. And it was good. So great. That's what I've been watching. Now, full disclosure also, you know, I don't know if Darius has finished watching this or not. So I will try to keep some of the spoilers to a minimum, for him and maybe for our listeners who have not had the time yet to listen.
Yes. To watch because
to watch.
That's some serious binging that you've done over the weekend.
Yes. 10 episodes, between 35, I think, and 45 minutes. I would tell you though, another little minor spoiler, which was surprising. Max Verstappen wasn't really featured in this. They didn't interview him.
Right.
Season one, you know, Lewis Hamilton and Ferrari, I don't believe were really in it. They were just kind of glossed over. They were the big boys. That's why, but it was surprising. Max and at that time, Honey Badger were very much a part of the Red Bull team.
Right.
And there was a back and forth. And of course, you were watching the drama of where is Daniel Ricciardi, I think his name is?
Ricardo.
Apologies. Say, where was he going to sign the next year and such? And you know, it was just fantastic. And now here we are in season three. And
yes, so there's no Red Bull episode. That's what you mean.
No Max. No Red Bull. There is Red Bull episodes, but Max's I don't believe ever interviewed. You know, Alex Albon is interviewed a bunch.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of drama surrounding him.
Right.
And then there is, you know, who will, unfortunately, you know, if, you know, here we are in 2021 and the season, I believe, is about to start this coming weekend.
In a week or two. Yes.
Yeah. So I think they were doing some of the qualification, like some of the practice stuff and unveiling.
The testings. Yes.
But I believe we know that, unfortunately, Mr. Albon doesn't make it onto the Red Bull.
Right.
He's not the second driver.
Right.
So they're following that drama. They're following, you know, what happens with Sergio Perez, who does, as we find out, and we know now, he is a Red Bull driver, and he left Racing Point, which is now what, Aston Martin?
Aston Martin, yes.
And we know they replaced Sergio with a certain Ferrari driver.
Vettel.
Yes.
Sebastian Vettel. He finally found
Seb's
seat.
There now. So we're watching all of this drama and it's just great TV.
It's great TV. Correct.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What can I say about Drive to Survive? I mean, it's kind of what brought me back to Formula One too with the 2018 season. The way it's made, the storytelling, the writing, the way they shoot it and everything. It's just good stuff. It's good TV. And it's brought a lot of people into Formula One, a lot. Like seriously.
Has it really?
Yes. The Netflix power.
Well, did I was at a boxing match actually, about 2 or 3 years ago, It would have to have been May or June of 2019.
Okay.
And I was at a boxing match at Madison Square Garden here in New York City. We had a fight between Anthony Joshua and Ruiz.
Okay.
And this was a major upset at the time, but it was huge, you know. It was like right. one of the biggest fights that we've had here in New York in a long, long time. And actually, Honey Badger was at this, a lot of people were at this match, but we bumped into him, and really, really nice guy.
Yes.
He stopped and he took a picture with my good friend. It was nice. Funny
okay,
enough,
cool.
that good friend and also a friend of Mike from episode 4 and 8. This friend of ours is actually getting married this coming September in Lake Cuomo. And actually the following weekend is an F1 race at the Temple of Speed in Monza.
In Monza. So you thinking, checked the date and everything?
I did. It's,
oh, okay.
His wedding is, I think, September 3rd, which is a Friday. And then the following weekend is the F1 race in Italy. So I may stay. And, you know, spoiler alert, we may actually we may record in the same room at that point.
It might Hopefully, happen.
But, yeah, yes. I think so too.
Yes.
But we got to figure out the audio stuff, how to fix mics and
yeah.
not do too much feedback and everything.
Exactly. We'll see how that goes. But yeah, all around very, very, a lot of good stuff. Netflix is doing a really amazing job with Formula One. I can transition with just a few things I want to say, because you said it, F1 is back. The new season is starting. Or you had stuff to say about Drive to Survive still? You wanted to add something?
No, I mean we'll keep it.
Yeah.
We'll keep it dynamic.
It's an open
yes,
subject.
Yes, it's open.
Exactly.
Darush always, you know, off air, Darush is like, you need to bring more energy to this. So, you know, full disclosure, I've had a couple cups of coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I am, you know, I'm all in right now.
Exactly. We need to bring more energy. That's my Okay, Formula One, why am I excited about this 2021 season? Okay, first of all, 2022 will be the first season with the new regulations. So new regulations, a whole bunch of new rules for Formula One, for the teams, for the drivers, the cars, everything.
So 2022 as in next year, not
next
this
year.
Coming season.
No, next season.
Okay.
Don't ask me about the regulations, the details. You can go and Google them. It's a lot of technical stuff. But when you hear Formula One nerds talking about it, it will make a difference.
Really?
So, yeah.
Is it going to even the playing field a little bit more? Because most of the drama in season 3 was about Racing Point's car and how it was
the pink Mercedes.
Identical to the Mercedes. Yeah.
Yeah, the pink Mercedes.
The pink Mercedes.
What's interesting, and Drive to Survive is an open subject. We go back to it right now. What's interesting with Drive to Survive is I'm not a Formula One nerd. Like, I'm not into this whole thing enough to have, for example, noticed that. I didn't even notice it during the season when I was just watching the normal races on Sundays, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think I would have ever noticed the pink Mercedes. So that's interesting to go back and watch. And then you'll be in the know of all these little things that happen behind the curtains, basically.
Honestly, I still don't know what the difference is. I mean, I looked, I'm like, it's just a pink car to me. I couldn't
right.
see
the aero.
What it was that made it look like, or, you know, was a pink Mercedes. Now, I understand it had to have done with the injection or something like that in the back
and the
end.
Aerodynamics.
But that was the one thing that they protested.
Mm-hmm.
Renault protested.
They protested.
And ended up being Ferrari and then Williams. And I don't remember if it was Haas or it was somebody else that, I think it was Haas as well. They were four teams that ended up... Protesting,
yeah. So going back to the 2021 season, Lewis Hamilton, he signed for a year only with Mercedes. So why only a year? You know, who knows? Does he think that maybe with those 2022 regulations, maybe he thinks that Mercedes will not be as dominant as they were in the previous years? Or maybe he's just looking to simply retire. We don't know exactly what's going on, but it is weird that he signed for a year only and the year that is just before the new regulation. So we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah, Lewis, you never know with Lewis. I mean, he's For a lot of our listeners, for any of our listeners who are not familiar with Lewis Hamilton, considered one of the greatest drivers of all time.
Yes.
Michael Schumacher is also known to be one of the best of all time. Yes. And Lewis has actually beaten a lot of his records. And he beat him in 2020 in this past season. But he is British. And so there's a chance that there's a couple British... there's Williams, there's an episode, I think in season two, yes. Where he's with, Mr. Williams in a car. And so there's a chance maybe he'll sign there. Aston Martin is now, there. There's a lot of British and, he does pretty well at Silverstone, if I'm not mistaken. And, they love him there, of course. So maybe he signs with, an English team just to kind of,
who knows? People were talking about Red Bull because Red Bull is very much going to be the one challenging Mercedes, but Red Bull now is, those two seats are taken. So I don't know. Just coming back, there is a really nice video of Lewis Hamilton, you said it, taking Mr. Williams on the track.
Yeah.
So you saw that video.
I think it was part of season two.
Was it in the show?
Sure. Okay. I
saw it outside the show, I think.
Did you?
So he takes Mr. Williams in a very nice S63 cab.
I think so.
And
yeah.
He trashes the car around the track. Very much so.
Yes, that's
it's
right,
it's
that's
a
right.
funny video to watch.
Do you know if that's the track that's not the track that Top Gear shoots at or anything, is it?
No, it's
oh,
it's
Top Gear.
It's an F1.
Jeremy Clarkson, all these guys, man. I miss that. Yes. That's peak Gearhead TV right there.
Yes. Top Gear. That's
although,
another
you know,
subject.
The new one with what's his name? Help
Chris.
Me out here. The name, yes, Chris Harris.
Chris
Harris. Yeah. I mean, he's another like legend. This guy.
Yes, he's a legend too.
He's absolutely. He's on point. He does great stuff. I mean,
exactly.
As you know, our listeners can kind of tell, there is. We have some. We're pretty passionate about a lot of stuff outside of denim.
Yes.
I would even dare say that we're more passionate about some things outside cars.
Denim is the newest thing on our mind.
What's that?
I mean, denim is the newest, the most recent thing on our minds, basically.
Absolutely. It's real good stuff.
Yeah, there was a few things. Wait, let me just... Ferrari. Okay, going back to the season, because there are a few exciting stuff. Ferrari. So Vettel's gone.
Yep.
He signed with Racing Point, which is now Aston Martin. Mm-hmm. Carlos Sainz joined Ferrari.
Yep. He joined from McLaren. If I'm not mistaken, yeah. And his father, Carlos Sainz Sr., was also an F1 driver, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And
I wasn't aware of that.
I think so.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, that's what I remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what Ferrari can do this year. I mean, they are in the middle of the, they are in the midfield, basically. We're used to Ferrari being at the top.
Yeah, I mean, we're used to seeing them and Mercedes battle each other.
Yes.
And that didn't happen this past season.
I think it's still a transition year for Ferrari. I don't see them challenging Mercedes, Red Bull right now. I don't see that happening.
So I don't. You followed the season, the actual season. Did Red Bull come in second this past year? You don't know.
I would have to check. Some Formula One nerds will be angry right now. But no, I have to double check.
I would guess they did. I think Mercedes, and then it was probably, because I know Mercedes had, I mean, Lewis had to have won the championship.
Of course. No,
the constructors. But I would guess that Red Bull came in second.
Red Bull was right before,
and
after
then
that.
Third
yes.
had to have been McLaren, if I'm not mistaken. McLaren took over on the last race in Abu Dhabi, from what I remember in episode 10. They jumped over Racing Point because... they had some issues at Racing Point / Aston Martin.
Yeah. We briefly talked about Daniel Ricciardo. He left Renault for McLaren. So hopefully, we can finally see him be as competitive as we all know he can be. Because, who doesn't want to see Ricciardo win? I think everybody's got, sympathy for him. And he's a great driver. He deserves to have a good season. Like, I really hope something happens for him, and I hope McLaren is the right fit.
Yeah, that was some drama that he left Renault.
After a year.
Was it 1 or 2 years?
Oh, maybe two years?
Again, I thought it was two. So because, you know, an episode in season one, so they do say it's 1 year, but I thought it was actually two because season one, he's in...
Red Bull.
Right. And then so season two is his transition. I mean, that was the whole drama of where would he be? And so season two, he goes to... I thought he went to Renault and that's where he was at.
Okay.
You know, in the shortened season. But you're right. I mean, Cyril says only after only 1 year, but I was like... I think he's been there a while.
He's hurt, huh? You can tell.
He's hurt, but as you watch, you'll see that they kiss and make up. You know, they actually get along.
Right, of course. Of course.
And Ricardo
did make a podium. I'm not there yet, but I know from, I remember the races, he did make a podium in 2020, Ricardo.
Of course, yeah. I think he does it in Bahrain.
That was the whole thing with the tattoo and everything with Cyril.
Correct. Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, you know about the tattoo story. Yeah.
So there was a bet between them and they said like if Ricardo makes one podium, he can decide where Cyril had to get the tattoo and Ricardo could decide where.
He decides what it is and then Cyril will decide where.
Okay, so he decides what it is and then Cyril decides where.
Cyril is going to.
Makes sense.
Apparently,
fair.
He gets it on his ankle.
Okay.
But I haven't seen the tattoo and they don't. Again, another spoiler. No. They don't actually show the tattoo or anything. I think there's some debate as to even does he not debate.
Did it happen actually?
No, I apologize. What I mean to say is that because of the situation, I think it may not have been safe, but it is.
Yeah.
It is said that he's going to get it. He's going to honor that bet.
Okay. We'll see.
Cool stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Last point and something that's really also exciting. The Schumacher name is back to Formula One. Mick Schumacher, son of Michael Schumacher, will be driving for Haas. So, I mean, I don't know if Haas is the right match again, but still, the name is back and that feels great.
Well, they talk about the money and the marketability of having a Schumacher name. And Haas needs sponsors. They're running out of money.
Yes.
And so they find some German sponsors and those German sponsors want German drivers.
Right.
And so there was some little bit of discussion. Will he sign in the episode? They talk about could he have, he being Mick Schumacher, will he sign with Alfa Romeo? And, you know.
But I mean, outside all of the discussions, at the end, Mick did win the F2 championship.
Yep.
So he deserves to be there.
Oh, yeah. But they also get another guy. His name escapes me, but
he's the son of the owner of the team at Haas.
Is it?
I think so. I don't think
it's like he's not a Haas. He's just another like
no. But it's somebody,
like a minority
somebody
owner or something like that.
There was talk about a Russian oligarch that invested.
Okay,
behind the curtains.
That's, it
again.
Is the son of somebody.
Yes. Definitely.
Who has a lot of money, but I don't know. Exactly. I've forgotten the name.
Very simple. If you guys want to have more details, all of what we discussed is super nicely detailed in Sam Seen Through Glasses podcast. It's called Behind the Glass. And he recently did a whole special episode about, you know, Formula One, the season that is coming right now with your friend, Pasha, with Paul Wallace, Supercars of London.
Ah.
Yes. Very good episode. I can only recommend that you go and listen to it because... it's just both guys, they're both, you know, real Formula One nerds. So it's all there.
Awesome. Yeah. I mean, I can't endorse anyone more highly than Sam at Seen Through Glass and now Behind the Glass. He talks about the podcast, but that guy puts up some really good videos, great content.
Yes.
For any person that's even an amateur, you know, car lover, he's probably one of the best to listen to. He's very engaging.
Very.
And one of the reasons why I started to get into cars and stuff, he was, I would say, the major catalyst in me purchasing my my 911.
Yes.
Definitely. But we'll get to that 911 and your 911 in another episode.
Yes, we will.
To sort of sometime in the future. We don't know when, but
yes,
at some point.
Exactly.
But anyway, so that I guess we'll, on that note, we'll wrap up. We have much more to discuss. You know, we have interests, you know, music wise. Hopefully by that point, Drake will release a full album as opposed to Scary Hours 2, which is only a sampling of three songs.
Right.
And then, I don't know. We'll talk about other stuff, I guess.
Yeah, we'll see whenever something comes up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Take care, guys.
Thank you, guys. See you.